This week's ministry update from President and Founder Ralph Drollinger from Capital Ministries is about Dr. Dan DeJong, who is a retired business owner and has joined forces with Capital Ministries to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to local elected leaders. He held the first Civic Reach training seminar last week with great success. Dr. DeJong was quoted as saying, "It was beyond our expectations. The men we recruited were enthusiastic about the mission, inspired by the biblical mandate behind it, and motivated by the training we provided." A total of 15 ministry leader candidates completed the March 25th day-long training taught by Ralph Drollinger, president and founder of Capital Ministries. Many of the ministry leaders will pair up as teams to create ministries to local political leaders in the Sacramento area government offices. Drollinger said, "By God's grace and the wonderful, passionate leadership of Dan DeJong, our Lord has raised up new ministry leaders for 8 cities and county governments." He says, "This is so exciting. We praise him for this development, and I ask that our supporters please continue to pray for the planting of these new ministries," end quote. The training was held at River City Christian, the Sacramento, California church where Dr. DeJong is a member, and the first church to officially become involved in Civic Reach. Before the training, Dr. DeJong asked the men to research online the biographies of their city and county commissioners and the political issues in their communities. They were also asked to visit City Hall and the county government offices and to become familiar with staff who serve the elected officials. Capital Ministries created Civic Reach to partner with neighborhood churches to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to local elected and appointed political leaders in the city halls and county governments of America. The exemplar Civic Reach ministries that are being created in Sacramento will eventually be replicated across the United States, this according to President Drollinger. Dr. DeJong, who in January was named Director of Civic Reach for Greater Sacramento, arranged for the training to be professionally recorded so that a series of videos may be created and used to train ministry leader candidates in other locations. Eventually, the video series will become available for download for Capital Ministries' website, which is capmin.org. Dr. DeJong is now planning to meet with the leaders of other Sacramento area churches and invite them to participate in creating Civic Reach ministries. Dr. DeJong shared, "I will be telling church leaders that we all have to start being better citizens. Our churches are in communities and they are surrounded by city councils, but for the most part, we don't know who our elected officials are, and we don't know what they believe, and they don't know what we believe." He went on to say, "I'll be asking them to become involved, to find the very best evangelists in their congregation, and send them to us for ministry leader training because we all should be reaching the people who are making decisions for our lives and our children and our communities." DeJong also shared, "We don't have to be afraid of the separation of church and state anymore. That's been settled. We are okay with that legally, scripturally, and morally," end quote. President Drollinger, who has extensively researched and written on the issue, explained that going into the halls of government to make disciples of Jesus Christ is not a violation of the separation of church and state. God has made the church and the state institutionally separate, but not influentially separate. Informing Civic Reach ministries and local government, Drollinger shares, "We are in no way suggesting America should become a theocratic nation. Capital Ministries and Civic Reach leaders wholeheartedly believe in institutional separation, but again, not influential separation. Biblically, the roles of the two institutions are vastly different. The state was created to punish evildoers, and the church was designed by God to manufacture righteous disciples that the state is dependent upon for its existence. Without them, it will implode."